from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
But we obviously have a game this weekend. Deshaun isn't playing. It would seem, depending on who you listen to, that Deshaun will play in preseason game number 3. And it's funny, man. I was thinking about this before the show. And it's just a question. I don't know where this one's going to go because it's just something I was kind of kicking around in my head. Has the bar for success for the Deshaun Watson trade changed in the last 2 years?
Oh, 100%.
Now, how has it changed for you?
It's been lowered.
Okay, that's interesting. That's interesting because I've had a few conversations about this because I really am wildly interested in how people feel about the Deshaun thing. Because you and I talked about this earlier. I don't think us disseminating information on social media is necessarily helping the case right now. I also think that if you listen to anybody that's been at practice, there's a lot of split reaction on how he's looked, ranging from he's had some really good plays but maybe not consistent, all the way to I think he looked horrible. And what's funny is most people that I've talked to, their bar for success for that trade has risen. And I'm at the point where, like, I know, like, lowering the bar, and I think it's okay to lower the bar. Like, I think this year specifically, like, yeah, they think they have the talent to compete for a championship. You know what I'll take? 15, 16, 17 games of Deshaun, mm-hmm. playing really well, and a similar result to last year in the playoffs where you're one and done in the playoffs. That I like for this year.
Yeah, I think that's sort of the standard. I mean, I'm with you on that.
Well, but I think, because I mean, I'm using this year as like the beginning of those expectations. I think after 2 years, because when we made the trade, it was like, you better go win a Super Bowl. Like, you moved on from Baker, who was beloved in this town. You go to Deshaun, and again, 32 out of 32 teams would have made that decision. If they were saying, if we just say face value, who has the better upside? Who is going to win? Give you a better chance to win a Super Bowl every year? At the time, everyone to a person would say Deshaun Watson's a better quarterback. Maybe some teams might have been scared away by the off-the-field stuff. But in terms of upgrade, every team makes those kind of decisions in the course of their history. But now, I don't know how you can possibly hold the Browns to a Super Bowl standard. Meaning a Super Bowl or bust standard.
Right.
Because there's just so many things that have to happen before we get back to go in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think it's more like Deshaun's just got to be above average. Not lose games for us. Like, don't turn the ball over. Stefanski's got to, I think he's going to call a good game. And then, look, after that, get to the playoffs and see what happens.
So what's interesting is, because we're kind of conflating this year and long term. When I say make a Deshaun trade, or make the Deshaun trade successful, I'm now talking about from now to the end of the original contract, which until he signs an extension, that's as long as he's going to be here, until something happens that forces an extension. But like, when they traded for him, it was Super Bowl or bust, yeah?
100%.
With 3 years to go, is it still Super Bowl or bust?
Not this year.
But by the end of it, to make this trade pay off,
They got to get there.
Okay.
If they lose, okay, whatever. People lose Super Bowl all the time. every year, by the way. No, but my point is, I mean, the Bengals got there. Very impressive. It's tough to get there.
Mm-hmm.
You made this move to put you in a position to play for a championship.
I think we've gotten to a point where if Deshaun, let's say Deshaun, the initial suspension of 6 games holds up. So Deshaun has 11 games 2 years ago. And let's also say that Deshaun doesn't get hurt last year. Mm-hmm. If Deshaun had played 28 games in the last 2 years, so he's healthy down the last two stretches, and we're not talking about injuries. If he hadn't won a Super Bowl in the last 2 years, I think it would have been a massive disappointment. It's still a disappointment, but now it's a disappointment because he hasn't been healthy and he hasn't played well enough in the eyes of people.
Right.
And so I think what's interesting is, like, I think there are people who the weight, and this is not just fans. I think this is media. I bet you maybe even people in that organization. I think if the Browns went to the AFC title game this year, I think there would be people lining up to say, well, I guess the trade's a success. I guess we don't have to talk about that anymore. I think
I'm pretty sure most people would say that.
And by the way, even if, like you said, stay healthy, get to the playoffs, and then we'll talk. If in the next 3 years, if he gets to one AFC title game, and he stayed healthy the next 3 years, I think it'll completely change how we would have perceived those 5 years. 2 years ago, it's in the next 5 years, you have to win a Super Bowl or go to a Super Bowl. I don't think that's the case anymore. I think people are going to be relieved when we can, because I know, like, the Deshaun thing's complicated, and it's not as simple as just talking about him on the field. I think there are going to be people relieved when we can get back to that. And when we can stop haggling over whether the trade, because here's the thing, it's not whether the trade's a success. Right now, people are saying this thing is gearing up to be the worst trade in NFL history.
Oh, yeah.
Which is funny. I don't know that I agree with that. Well, I think the Russell Wilson trade. Yeah. I think the Herschel Walker trade's one of the worst trades ever. They got, I mean, half of their team that won multiple championships went to Dallas because of the Herschel Walker trade.
Mm-hmm.
None of the people that have gone to Houston yet, like, they drafted a guard. Yeah, okay, they traded up with one of the picks to draft Will Anderson, but that wasn't the same pick. So, yeah, they used their extra draft collateral to then go get Will Anderson, but it's not a one-for-one. So, I know some of this is on the Houston side of things. What has Houston got? I know if Houston hadn't lucked into the fact C.J. Stroud went 2 instead of 1, I also don't think we'd be giving Houston any credit. Like, Houston won the trade because they went from Deshaun Watson to C.J. Stroud in one offseason. Right? Or sorry, yes. In one season, not one offseason. But I'm just fascinated where people are. I'd put out a poll out there, but Roth would accuse me of trying to divide people again. I'm kidding. That's just a playful shot between friends. 216-474-0092. Has the bar that you set for the Deshaun Watson trade, when it happened, has it changed? Because I think, Dustin, I'm where you are, which is, at this point, I think we're all desperate to just be able to say it's not the worst trade in history. And again, I don't think it is. Even as right now, it is a significantly...
Yeah, but it's not a good trade.
Nope. But it's going to be in the conversation for one of the worst trades ever.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
And so I think that is... I think there's going to be a sense of urgency, if you will.
Yeah, I agree.
Where it's like, oh, he had one good game. I guess it's over now. We don't have to keep thinking about whether he's going to live up to the deal. And I'm talking about the trade, I'm talking about the contract.
Yeah.
Because it's so funny, man, the one thing that I've learned, or one of the things I've learned about this town is, we love our best players. But if you don't live up to a contract, there is something in blue-collar towns that is a double-edged sword, even if you play well. I don't think that's the case now. I think people will be so relieved that if you make the play, just if we just go back to the one-year deal, which you were talking about earlier, if he just finishes the season with 15 games, plays like the 13th best quarterback, and you're one and done in the playoffs, I think people will try and put that conversation about how good he really is and the trade and the bar for the trade. I think we're going to try and bury that sucker as quick as possible.
Yeah, I mean, people are always going to try and like defend the player, the team. Like, this does look like a bad trade right now.
216-474-0092. Has your personal bar for the Deshaun Watson trade changed since the Browns made it 2 years ago? And if it has changed, has it gone? Has the bar been risen or has the bar fallen? And there's another thing to do, and it has everything to do with Deshaun's success and the Cleveland Browns on 92.3 The Fan. He's lost 3 years of low-cost top talent. I understand where David's going with this. I don't really care about draft picks traded. I won't cry over used draft picks. And listen, yes, the price was the price, but to this point, it has not hurt the Browns in a way they've not been able to be competitive. So to me, I understand what he's saying. Though we say the juice being worth the squeeze, that is relative. So, like, and I was thinking about this because this is a bit of a Sophie's choice here. Whether, like last year, I thought opened up a really interesting can of worms because that team caught lightning in a bottle and immediately, as soon as the playoffs, it wasn't even when Joe Flacco left the team. As soon as the playoffs were over, it was good feelings gone. We were all Dory from Finding Nemo. It was good feelings gone.
Keep on swimming.
And, well, I mean, and I think from there, like, I do think Browns fans, and I don't want to speak for everyone, and this is not a criticism, but maybe the season tickets say otherwise. Maybe the social media interaction says otherwise. There just doesn't seem to be the same kind of buzz and hasn't been all offseason. You said, well, they're kind of a boring team because your quarterback's answered, your roster, you mostly brought everybody back. You know what I mean? I think that's part of it. But I think there's this weird balance between team success and Deshaun's success. And so I was thinking about it. Like, because I'll be honest with you. I don't think people count the success that they had. I don't think everybody counts the success they had last year. And it almost feels like when it was happening, it was awesome. Oh my God, this is so much fun. Super Bowl, Super Browns. And then the second it ended, it's like it never happened.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So the kind of follow-up on this is, does the success count for the Browns if Deshaun isn't the cause?
I mean, there will be some people that don't give him any credit if they have success. I, however, on the other hand, am going to, because the quarterback always matters. For the team to have success, the quarterback can't be dog crap.
So here
he can
was,
be average.
So, well, but here's where I think you and I are on the same street, or at the very least in the same neighborhood. If Deshaun played for 12 games, let's say the Browns were like a 500 team, but Deshaun plays for 12 games, plays like the 13th best quarterback in the NFL. I don't know why that number is stuck in my head. And then he gets hurt again, and let's say it's for the rest of the year. And then you get five regular season games of Jameis, and let's say you even go to the AFC title game with Jameis. So instead of getting bounced out in the first round, you actually either get the number one seed in the conference and get the bye, or you win two playoff games at least before you get bounced out of the AFC title game. Do they still get credit? Or is it partial credit because it came with somebody who isn't Deshaun?
Partial credit, probably.
Do you know why? Do you know what it reminded me of, right? It reminded me of the Nick Foles thing. The glow on that Super Bowl. Again, they won the Super Bowl with Nick Foles. It lasted roughly 6 months because they went right back to Carson Wentz. Nick Foles went off to, it was Jacksonville first that he went to. And they went right back to Carson Wentz, a guy who that town had a very, not maybe as complicated as our relationship with Deshaun is, but had a very complicated relationship with Carson Wentz.
Mm-hmm. Carson Wentz, man, that dude fell off, huh? Like,
he's in Kansas City. Get ready for the Carson Wentz redemption tour.
He'll start a playoff game against the Browns.
Don't do that. Because remember, the Browns were in the running for the Carson Wentz sweepstakes and traded out of that pick with the Philadelphia Eagles. Can't forget it. Because I remember I remember his first pro game when he looked like Steve Young, and I was like, "What's going on here?" 216-474-0092. So has the bar of success for the Deshaun trade, has it changed in the last 2 years for you? And if the Browns have success this year, but it's either in spite of or without Deshaun Watson, does that success count? Does it count towards making good on the Deshaun trade in the first place? Let's go with Steve in Sheffield Village. What's up, buddy? What you got for us?
I like your question. I think it's a great question, and I think the bar hasn't lowered for me. All I want is a Super Bowl, not to just get there, to win a Super Bowl. I watched the Bernie, Kosar days, Brian Sipe, and everything after that. And I've lived here my whole life. All I want is a Super Bowl win. That's what I want. And I'll be disappointed every year that they don't not only make it to the Super Bowl, but to win the Super Bowl. It doesn't mean I expect them to, but this is the best team. You can't argue. This is the best team they've had since they came back in 99. And now they have a quarterback. He was great when he was with Houston. So at least there's a chance he could be great again. He may not be, but he could be great again. If he is, then we get there. And I will not be satisfied with what he did last year if they get to the AFC Championship. Yeah, it'll be feel good for a little bit, but they lose and I'll be ticked off.
All right, so this brings me to kind of where we just were. I know this is a very extreme hypothetical. I'm not saying this is likely, but I'm just thinking a little creatively here. If that scenario, Deshaun plays 12 games, gets hurt, Browns go on a run with Jameis, and let's say they win the Super Bowl, would that let the Browns off the hook for the Deshaun Watson trade altogether?
Probably not. But to me, I don't care if you're the quarterback and we win the Super Bowl. It's all the Super Bowl.
Steve, great stuff, buddy.
You might be better than what we've had.
You know what? I've been telling that for a while when I'm out of camp. Just let me in there like Uncle Rico. Steve.
How do you feel?
Physically very fit, despite
I'm
my
talking
fit.
About how long have you been a fan?
What'd you say?
How long have you been a...
I think we lost Steve. So I've been a fan.
There?
I've been a fan for 35 years. Look at that. Because I was 3 years old when I became a Browns fan. I can't say 38 years because that would be disingenuous. I didn't come out of the womb like, yeah, beat the Steelers, you bunch of punks. I don't know where he's going with that, though. Little awkward place to end the call. Let's go with Jeff in Cleveland. Jeff, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for
us? What's up, Jeff?
Yeah, I think that Browns themselves, now the big picture is that the Browns have had a small success with Deshaun Watson already. By just, hey, they knew Deshaun. He had a little trouble. He needed a little legal help, okay? He's still getting paid, okay? But the guy still went out there and made the playoffs without him. That's showing that Deshaun made a difference. Go Browns.
Jeff, that was quite a way to gloss over 2 years of ups and downs and tops and turvies. Topsy-turvy. I don't think anyone in Cleveland has given Deshaun credit for last year. He played five games, and his record is good. And by the way, I will say I thought he played better than anyone gave him credit for, at least in sports talk.
I mean, you're a big Deshaun apologist.
I don't think that's fair.
I'm being a little facetious when I say that, but I mean, you and I have gotten into it throughout the last, you know, offseason, regular season, all those things, because I didn't think you played that well, and you... Don't just take this the wrong way, Nick, but you kind of leaned into the idea that he had six really good quarters.
I believe I said he played better than people realize. I think that's different.
All the exact wording.
You don't
here.
Remember the nuance of the very nuanced point that I was making?
Hell of a nuanced point. Hell off.
Hell off.
Hell off.
Playoffs.
Hell off.
Hell off. Does the success count if the Browns succeed without or in spite of Deshaun Watson? More on that coming up, but the 5 at 5 next on 92.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.